You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
After years of getting ripped off by big wireless providers, there's finally a better option. Mint Mobile is the affordable premium wireless service that you buy online, starting at just $15 a month. By cutting out retail stores, Mint Mobile got rid of the crazy overhead costs so that you could score some sweet savings every month. To get your new wireless phone plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/save. That's mintmobile.com/save.
In different cultures, what's considered good to eat is in the eye and stomach of the beholder. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Faith DeLucio is co-author of Man Eating Bugs, a book which looks at the different cultures around the world where insects form a regular part of the diet.
North Americans seem to have a very big problem with insects, mostly because we've grown up to detest them. These are the creepy crawly creatures of our imaginations. When you call someone an insect, that's not a good thing. And don't bug me. All these little phrases that essentially tell you exactly what we think. And our neighbors to the south of us in Mexico don't have that aversion. In fact, they're probably a little bit closer to their culinary roots than we are. Once you sit down with people in a culture and start talking to them, you lose a lot of your own preconceptions about what food is and really what life is, you know. When you walk into a rondavel in South Africa, it's a roundhouse with a thatched roof, and there are no corners because they don't want any evil spirits to lurk there. It gives you a different feeling. And when you wake up in one and walk outside and, you know, our host and hostess are making breakfast and it's mopani worms cooked with a little bit of tomato and we eat it with porridge, it doesn't taste like those things I like to kill when I'm back here in the United States. Although we like to think of ourselves as these people who are incredibly knowledgeable about the world, we actually know very little.
For thousands of years, insects have provided a reliable source of nutrition to many cultures around the world. You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.